The San Jose Sharks surprised the St. Louis Blues with a 3-2 double overtime win in Game 1 of their opening round series. The enigmatic Sharks have been the very picture of futility in playoffs past, having entered the postseason as a favorite 4 out of the last 5 seasons. Will the Sharks ever shed their image as a perennial postseason washout? Joining me to ponder that question is David Pollack of the San Jose Mercury News. David, the Sharks have not been short on talent in recent years, so what's been the missing ingredient?
They've gotten themselves, I think, a little bit past the total playoff choker image that they had for a while. In fact, they did reach the Western Conference Finals the last 2 seasons, but there was still always something missing, and they analyzed and they went into an offseason where they decided they had 1 too many top 6 forwards and 1 too few top-tier defensemen. Made a couple trades with Minnesota to try to mix things up there, went to a more defense-oriented system than maybe they had in the past, and actually had a fairly disappointing season, where the regular season had kind of been a gimme for them for a long time, became a struggle, and they didn't actually get in the playoffs to the last weekend of that regular season.
Describe for me the hockey culture in San Jose.
It's really kind of interesting. I get into all 30 buildings over the course of a year, and I would say it is one of the best places, and I'm not a homer, believe me, but it's one of the best places to watch a game. It's a very energetic, very lively crowd that knows it's hockey. That said, it's not really a hockey city in the sense that I think San Jose is still waiting for its first hockey bar, for example, where people can go and congregate and a lot of memorabilia on the walls and know that on an off day they can watch Boston and Chicago play or something like that. So while it's really intense in the building, you don't really get a sense of it on the outside very much.
The Sharks are the West number 7 seed, and their opponent, the St. Louis Blues, are number 2 in the conference. San Jose usually enjoys a more favorable first-round matchup. Has that, I wonder, actually worked in the team's favor in this postseason?
The coach has talked about that. He thinks that it can work in their favor, and obviously one game into the playoffs, it has worked in their favor. Todd McClellan wants his team to play freer, and they can do that now. They really don't have the world's expectations on them. This is a different position for them to be in, and they found some success with it in the first game.
David Pollack covers the Sharks for the San Jose Mercury News. David, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
My understanding is that people don't read stuff on websites unless that stuff is accompanied by a great photo. So there's a great photo of Jimmy Savetic with the story about him that we've just posted on onlyagame.org. As a radio story, the tale of Jimmy, a retired Pittsburgh police detective who has long been operating a boxing gym, would have had to have been shorter. Shorter might have required me to leave out the boxer who shot his girlfriend, or Jimmy's poetry, or the stuffed pit bull. No way I was going to leave out those things, especially the stuffed pit bull. So visit onlyagame.org, settle back, and read about Jimmy Savetic, ex-detective, trainer, promoter of others, as well as self and poet.